السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We discussed yesterday about the vessels of Jannah. We spoke about the gold cups and the gold trays. We also explained an important principle that in Jannah you get whatever you desire. And the things that we have been told about in Quran and Sunnah in terms of what we will get in Jannah, that is only to the extent that we can understand. There are many, many things in Jannah which is beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. Then we spoke about the cups that are made of silver, made of crystal, the dress which is made of fine silk and thick silk, which is green in color, the bracelets of gold and the bracelets of pearls, the beds which are elevated and made of silk brocade. We also spoke about the servants of Jannah, that when you look at your servants, it will be such a beautiful sight, it will be like scattered pearls. You know, pearls that have been scattered all over. We discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi of Allah says that each person will have 1,000 servants in Jannah. And each one of those servants will be doing a different thing. Each one of them will be occupied in different work. And then, lastly, we discussed yesterday the famous verse of Surah Tur, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That if a person dies on Iman and they enter Jannah, and their family members also die on Iman, and they are also in Jannah, but that person is on a higher level, because that person was more obedient to Allah and a more pious servant of Allah, then out of courtesy to that person, Allah will elevate and Allah will upgrade the family members of that person so that they can enjoy each other's company in Jannah. So ask the pious people in your family that don't forget me at the time of upgrade in Jannah. But more than that, try and become that person. Try and become that person because of whom other people will be upgraded in Jannah. Many times you say, you know, make dua for me, but try and be the person who makes dua for other people. We aspire to be the best in worldly things. We should also aspire to be the best when it comes to matters of the akhirah. Now, today we talk about the hoors, or in English they say the huris, or some translated as the damsels of Jannah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, كَذَلِكَ وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will marry them to huris with wide, lovely eyes. Wide, lovely eyes. This word, hoor, it comes from the plural hura. And I want to give you the definition that one scholar, Haifi, has given. I'll read it to you exactly because he spent it so beautifully. He says, a hoor is a young, beautiful and lovely girl whose intense beauty would bewilder the onlooker due to her attractiveness and the fairness of her color. That is a hoor. Why do they say wa hoorun ayn? This word ayn, it means wide, lovely eyes. And some scholars have given more detail. They say ayn means a girl that has wide eyes, and the black part of the eye, the iris, is very dark, and the white part of the eye is very white. So describing the eyes of the hoors of Jannah, the black part is very black, the white part is very white, and the eyes are wide, hence they're known as the hoorun ayn. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, that the hoors are a special creation of Allah. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. Allah says, each hoor will be a virgin. And the scholars have written that every time you have relations with your hoor, when you go back there, the next time you will find that once again she's a virgin. Every time you have relations with your hoor, when you go back again, you will find that she is still a virgin. عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. Allah says they love their husbands only. لم يتمثلن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. No man or no jinn has seen them or touched them. They are yours wholly, totally, exclusively, only for you. In another verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. That the hoors of Jannah will be pure, meaning they will not have their monthly cycle. They will not menstruate. So you have a, you won't have a situation like in dunya where your revs are high but the robot is red. No. In Jannah, inshallah, no problem like that. وَكَوَاعِبَ أَطْرَابًا. وَكَوَاعِبَ أَطْرَابًا. Young, full-breasted maidens of equal age. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ. When you look at the hoors, it will be like you're looking at emeralds and you're looking at rubies. فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. They are fair, good and beautiful. I mentioned previously also, in Jannah, you will be granted the strength, the sexual strength of 1,000 men. So you'll have all of these hoors, but you will be granted the strength of 1,000 men. So you won't need the blue pill or the cheaper version, the red pill. No need in Jannah. There's a narration in Bukhari where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if one of the hoors were to come to earth, they would fill the entire distance between the heavens and earth with light. And the entire distance between the heavens and earth will be filled with the aroma of the fragrance of the hoors of Jannah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded the narration by saying that if just the veil, the parda of a hoor of Jannah is better than this world and whatever it contains. Brothers, just bear me with the time, right? I'm leaving in 2 days' time, so I just want to wrap up this entire series. Just 2 more minutes. Many times women ask, so what about us? This is an important question. What about us? So the men are getting hoors. What will the women get? Firstly, it is mentioned in a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the women of this world will be much more beautiful in Jannah than the hoors of Jannah. Why? Because they worked for it. The hoors are in Jannah for your pleasure. But the women of this world, they earn Jannah. So because of their fasting, because of their salah, because of their efforts, Allah says they will be granted beauty far greater than that of the hoors. So what I'm telling you about the beauty of the hoors, if you're marveling at that, then just try to imagine what your wife will look like in Jannah. The only thing is both of you need to get there. But next time when you're looking at it, you say, why are you smiling? I say, my darling, I'm thinking of how beautiful you are now and how much more beautiful you look in Jannah. Secondly, Allah in His decree and in His wisdom, He has granted men certain things, He has granted women certain things. The superiority of a woman of this world, meaning your wife, in Jannah over the hoors, according to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, is like the superiority of your garments over your undergarments. The hoors are nothing in front of the believing women who will make it to Jannah. Now why is it that men get hoors? That Allah knows in His wisdom. But different scholars have given different answers. I'll mention two and then we'll conclude. The one is that scholars say in Jannah there will be no jealousy. So there will be no woman who will say that, why am I not getting a whore but the men are getting a whore. Everybody will be content with what they get. Everyone will be content with what they get. And she will be the queen of the whores. There's a famous scholar who has passed on, Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'rawi from Egypt. And I was listening to one of his talks just yesterday. And he gave a beautiful example. He said, you know, you will notice many women that even after their husbands pass away, they don't feel to get married. Men, you cry a couple of crocodile tears and the next day already you're looking. But women, many of them, even though it's permissible, they spend years thereafter not wanting to enjoy the intimacy of another man. It is inherent in a woman to be monogamous. I won't say it is inherent in a man to be polygamous, but I'll say he is more amenable to having multiple partners. That is the nature in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created men and created women. So we should not have this competition that, you know, whatever the man gets, a woman must get, and whatever woman must get, a man must get. That is the kind of discussion that non-Muslims have. We believe in the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Lastly, I say this though, that there are those ulama who opine that those women who were never married, or those women who were divorced, and therefore they have no husbands in Jannah, Allah will create for them male hoors to keep them company in Jannah. So technically, some women will get hoors. But those who have husbands, they will be the queen of the hoors of their husbands. Easy steps to earn Jannah. Yesterday we discussed Read your 12 rakat sunnah to Makkah every day. Two before Fajr, four before and two after Zohar, two after Maghrib and two after Isha. Today, very quickly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning a hadith, if you look after your daughters well, if Allah has given you daughters and you look after them well, Allah will grant you Jannah. May Allah grant us the understanding.